This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's hard to believe that if you went to a Holiday Inn, I mean, what's the maximum you think you'd spend at a Holiday Inn?
For how
one
long?
Night. For a night.
$100?
Yeah, $100.
$150.
Maybe if it's in like Times Square, or I don't even know if there is one there, but maybe like 180, 190.
Yeah. Like for a room, yeah, like in a big, where you big are. City.
In a
yeah.
big city, in a, like a tourist trap kind of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a Canadian guy who spent one night in a Holiday Inn in Minnesota. Ooh. So nowhere nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$6,200 Canadian is what he paid. $6,200.
So $120 American.
Yeah. How did this happen? Here's the story from CBC News. Let's listen in here.
Thank you for calling Expedia Rewards Gold customer support.
Expedia.
Justin Smirchansky is back on hold, trying to figure out how Expedia charged him $6,000 for one night at a Holiday Inn.
Excuse me. This is ridiculous. This is a one-night stay in Wilmer, Minnesota. This isn't Vegas.
Smirchansky runs a business just outside of Winnipeg. He was headed to the Minnesota town to meet with clients. He's used Expedia dozens of times, so he logged on to reserve a hotel for the next day. Expedia listed a room at the Holiday Inn for $208 a night. Two queen beds, complimentary breakfast. He was in a bit of a rush. He made the purchase.
I've stayed there before, so I just went ahead and booked, didn't think anything of it.
But when he printed off the receipt, he noticed he'd been charged more than $3,100 in what was listed as taxes and fees, and $2,800 in what Expedia called a property fee, making his total bill for a one-night stay at the Holiday Inn more than $6,000.
So he thought it must be a mistake, and I gave Expedia a call right away to try to get it corrected.
But instead of help, he says Expedia reps gave him the runaround for days and didn't seem very fazed by his bill.
Just have been really frustrated with the answers I've gotten from Expedia.
Now his credit card company is involved.
CBC News reached out to Expedia days ago for comment. Only after our story was published did we receive a response. The company says it's still looking into what happened, but it has issued a full refund and apologized for the issue.
Meanwhile, Smirchansky says staff at the Minnesota Holiday Inn told him he wasn't the only one. At least two other people called them, saying Expedia had overcharged them too. A spokesperson for the hotel chain says Holiday Inn is not involved in billing when customers book through third-party sites like Expedia. It recommends reserving directly through the hotel instead. Smirchansky says he'll never use Expedia again.
No.
He's warning others to check the fine print. And he didn't end up staying in his $6,000 hotel room. He checked in next door at the Best Western.
Very
Marina
nice.
Von Stackelberg, CBC News, Winnipeg.
Both have a fine breakfast.
Yeah. Yes. I like the Best Western a bit better.
I think a couple of us on this show have learned that lesson.
Yeah.
Don't use a third-party site.
Yeah.
Just go right directly to the source, always.
Yeah, like I stayed in a room and the Wi-Fi didn't work and there's a bunch of issues going on and... At the front desk, they were like, nope, listen, no problem. Yep, there's an issue with that room. The Wi-Fi doesn't make it all the way down there. We'll switch it up. Oh, wait.
You booked on the third party site.
They don't like it when you do that.
No, they don't. They get preference to the people who book directly with them.
Huh.
I checked in.
You do save money, but it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's maybe like $20 at the end of the day.
I used a third party site and I stayed in a closet.
You did.
So after
you
that,
did.
I said,
wasn't it a smoky
it
closet?
It was
it
a
was
smoky closet. I needed an air purifier. I couldn't fit in the shower. I had to duck down.
If
it was
you couldn't fit in the shower, what the hell would I have done?
It was short. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I didn't know it was,
like
it was smoky.
Room.
It was a half. Yeah, it was where like the staff went and smoked.
Hi, police. This is Lisa. I'm trapped in a smoky closet with a shower that was made for tiny people.
Honestly, to be honest, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being like there to see Lisa How many days?
It wasn't very many.
No, but just even
in
two.
San Francisco.
Like, even if it's 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, I still had a good time because that's just what I do.
Yeah.
I have a good time no matter what.
Roll with it.
But it was definitely like, I had to go, I went to like Williams-Sonoma and bought candles.
Well, you had to try to feng shui
like, so that like maybe what, $100 you save booking through that site?
Exactly.
You spent like 4 times that?
Right. I
just to make it
candle.
Smell okay.
The people come in to like bring her bill the next day or whatever. She's got a construction hat on. She's really good.
She's like, I gotta fix this. I mean, I gotta come in and knock that wall out. Make it suitable for goddamn people.
Sorry.
You understand
I'm
what
sorry.
You're doing here is a nightmare.
This is just a quick 2-day renovation.
Yeah, bring it in here. We're going to need all that concrete. Yeah, this one.
I tiled the bathroom because it was gross.
Beautiful hardwood floors were put in here. Let's back it in. You guys are gross. What a tiny, tiny room. It literally hurts. It literally hurts to be in here.
I knew there was something wrong when I got it for $30. I mean, I should have known.
Did you guys know there was 3 people living in here? I had to evict them.
Don't
I had
worry.
To go through this thing and evict them. It was crazy. Crazy stuff.
They don't tell you that on Expedia.
They sure don't. Yeah, the candles are going right over there, Bill.
Hey, Lisa, what do you want all this lumber?
Yeah, you just pile that in the corner. We're going to use that to make this an actual hotel room.
All okay. Right. You sure there's room in here? It's kind of tight.
Yeah, there's no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that whole wall, all of it, take it down. I don't care if there's other people in there. I don't care
we're
if
pretty
it's
sure this is attached to the other room there,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it's fine. Knock it down. They're having sex. I don't even care. Whatever they're doing, just knock that down.
Oh, it's real flimsy.
Make it suitable for, like, one whole tiny person like me.
Oh, my God.
Like a room for munchkins.
Oh, wow, this is the room I booked.
I can't even. Honestly, I can't even. Just the boop or the little click of the door and then the opening up, like, Jesus Christ.
The smoke would hit her first.
Oh, man, you would have been.
It was a nice hotel. It was like a really nice hotel.
Yeah.
I just got the worst room in the hotel.
They put you in
hotel.
The smoker's break room.
Yeah, I thought I was getting a deal. I was like, woo, nice deal for a nice hotel. And yep. I called the front desk, like, we have no other rooms available. It was because of the third party thing.
It is.
They had other rooms available.
So I checked in to a hotel. This was like probably a year or two ago. And they're like, sir, and we're just confirming your rate from the night is $129 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Yep. I booked through the hotel. Mm. The people who were standing beside waiting to check in were like, pardon? Like they were with another hotel worker. I'm like, did he just say that it's $129 a night? And the woman's like, yes, that's our current fee for this evening. He's like, we paid like over $250.
Oh, so sometimes
she's
you
like,
pay more.
Oh, well, we can take care of that. I'm sorry. And then she's like, oh, sorry, you booked through a third party site.
So they paid more.
They paid more than double what we paid for the exact same room type. And they said, sorry, you have to speak to the site about that. He was on the phone right away and he's like, well, why would I pay this much? Like, sorry, sir, we can't do anything
for
you. How
do these sites survive?
Okay, is it kind of the way that Amazon does it, where if you're not fully paying attention, someone goes on there and they post items for, like, double what they would normally...
They add on a fee
maybe.
That might not be...
Cost.
Yeah.
They must. That's how they survive. I don't know why people don't stop using it.
There's just no such thing anymore as a deal.
No.
You don't get a deal on stuff. You're getting... It'll cost you one way or the other.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And generally, they have the price you see is like, oh, that's cheaper.
Mm.
But then when you actually go to book, there's like 4 different fees added on, and you realize, oh, it's much more expensive. Mm.
I think they manipulate you by making you feel like, oh, these hotels are desperate to fill these rooms, so then that's why we get this like crazy deal for you.
That's what I thought it was.
But then when you call the hotels and book direct, because that's all I do now is direct through hotels, it's like...
Yeah.
They always give you the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, they want you. They don't get as much of a cut off those third-party sites, right? So they'd rather you book through them, and they give preference to the people that do. But being charged $6,200 for one night at a Holiday Inn is outrageous.
In Wilmer, Minnesota.
At least he got his money back. What a pain.
Oh, a gigantic pain. You heard. But see, that's the only time that I say, talk to the news.
Yeah, because
that's the only time.
They would have ignored it.
I would have taken it to Twitter before I talked to the news, but then when Twitter didn't work, I would talk to the news.
Absolutely. You got to talk to the news.
Yeah.
Because they did not respond to him at all.
Until the story was published.
Until the story was published, and then I'm like, oh, God, we got to deal with this guy.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, is it Expedia, though, that tried to rape him? Or is it just someone else who goes, uses Expedia to sell their... You know, I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works.
Is it like the eBay of rooms and I'm selling a room?
The way they talk every time I, like, because I did it early on, like, when I was, like, trying to be cheap and save money. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you guys realize it's, like, it's not a great room or there's problems. Sometimes they don't even know you're coming.
Yeah. Sometimes there's not even a room for you.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, but it sounds like they don't have much communication.
Yeah. Was that the same trip? Was that the airline, too?
Yeah, I think that was.
Oh, my God. It's just like a colossal.
Yeah. Like, that trip cost me a lot more money than I'd planned on.
Yeah.
Someone said, I went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras. The people in front of us booked through a third-party site. The hotel said they didn't have the reservation or a room for them, even though they had booking confirmation from that third-party site. Mm. Ever since then, I vowed never to do that.
And good luck finding a room.
Mardi Gras in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras, yeah. That's close to the action.
You're staying at a Mardi Gras motel.
Yeah, no, you're way out of the way.
Far away from the French
Quarter. How you doing? I got a room there. Expedia, you didn't book it through that gnome? Yeah, you got a gnome on. You got an alligator room. You got an alligator room. Alligator live in there. He pay his bill now. We can't get him out. He's too big or too mean. You try and get him out. He's a big old girl. Just jump.
Well, speaking of gators and crocodiles, this is a bad way to go. A crocodile has killed a fisherman in Zimbabwe.
Well, they will.
But not before devouring his penis.
Got that first, huh?
Oh.
Come on, just
How big is it? How big was that thing that the gator grabbed that?
The crocodile.
Or the croc was like...
I was like, I am sure that is an anaconda.
Yeah.
Got himself a piece of the flaming gun. Oh, my God.
It's big thing swimming in the ocean, it thinks.
Paul Nyamhanza. A 27-year-old from Zimbabwe was killed at a village in Mashonaland, about 40 miles southwest of the capital. During a fishing expedition, Nyamhanza was casting nets with his brother when the crocodile attacked. The crocodile suddenly latched onto his penis and then killed him in front of his brother.
Jesus.
Jeremiah escaped and reported the attack to park rangers. When the rangers arrived at the scene, they found his body with his penis missing.
How did it kill him?
Maybe it pulled him under.
It must have pulled him under. Grabbed him by the penis and pulled him under.
Grabbed him by the penis and pulled him under.
Imagine you're being held.
Dude, we don't
want to. You're in a death roll.
If you start your crocodile attack off by way of weed,
I'm swimming into your mouth.
Just to finish me off.
Yeah. I'm swimming headfirst into your
mouth. I'm not going to Crocodile Dundee this one.
Mm-mm.
Police say we confirmed the death. He was attacked by a crocodile at a dam in Beatrice. The deceased was in the company of another adult man casting their fishing nets when he was attacked by the reptile.
Can I be honest with what I would never do? Where there is crocodiles, go anywhere near the water.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there's hippos out there, too. It's super dangerous. But they don't have any other choice. Guy's probably fishing for food.
Oh, you're right. He's trying to live. I forgot about survival.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I do not want to go there, man.
No.
I don't.
But he has to die if you don't. We fish for leisure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to survive.
You're right. Never thought of it.
That is a little different in some places. But, man, you're
part of life.
I agree with you guys, too. If you take my dong off, just keep me down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just finish me off.
Wrap it up for me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A dog that was lost when a family was moving from Tennessee to California just turned up in Michigan. Mm. You hear stories like this from time to time. KPIX TV with that one.
road, but it looks like a wayward dog may finally be coming home. The dog named Benny is making the long haul to SFO from Bay City, Michigan. Benny was lost as his family moved from Tennessee to Modesto. Well, that set off a 4.5-month search for the lost hound. Finally, his owners found him on an adoption website.
We found a dog in our drop box, put there by a police officer, and we don't know where he picked him up, but somewhere within Bay County, obviously. And then to be notified by a family in California that we have their dog was really a shock to all of us.
Well, now Benny is homeward bound with a one-way flight to San Francisco.
He's no like, shit. I gotta get out of Bay City, man.
Yeah, he's like, man. Different.
Going to San Francisco now.
No chip. They didn't.
I guess not, right?
Gotta have a chip.
Yeah,
you do have to have a chip. But at least they found him.
Yeah.
And that, I guess, is a case what you think of, like, someone just saw him on the street and picked him up. And
but, like, how'd you lose him?
Yeah. How do you lose a dog? I don't know.
How'd you lose your dog?
Off, I don't
know. Like, you gotta leave?
Yeah.
So, and he ran away, and you're just like, all right, see you later?
How do you lose him? You kind of just stay until, I don't know.
I don't know how you lose him. I really don't know how you lose a dog. Especially.
I would be asking more questions if I was the...
So what? How are you the worst dog owner ever?
I don't care about that dog.
Yeah. They're like, we're glad we found him, but we really didn't care.
So we have talked on the show before about open marriages. For a lot of people, they can't seem to wrap their heads around that. But those that do it say it works for them. And it's sometimes, they say, makes them happier than ever. There is a dude who, after 25 years together, him and his wife made the decision to change things up with an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he has now put all his thoughts down in a book, kind of like a how-to guide to open marriages, how to deal with jealousy, specifically, in an open marriage. He said, first time out, a mutual friend offered an orgy experience with him and his partner.
Mm-hmm.
The group thing didn't appeal to them, but some one-on-one action did. But the guy, he said, wasn't prepared for the jealousy he felt when it was his wife's turn for fun. He said they realized, though, that jealousy is a good thing. That was the conclusion they came to. Because it's proof of how much you care for the other person.
Yeah, when you don't care...
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame.
They realized the best thing they could do was take those feelings and make them constructive rather than destructive, and be sure to welcome his wife home in the same welcoming way that she welcomed him home after he took his bone dance to a foreign dance floor.
I wonder if she felt
that's
the
an
same.
Interesting way to put it.
David has the most poetic
foreign
ways.
Dance floor.
How did you even say that? I can't.
Bone dance.
Bone dance on a foreign dance floor.
Bone dance on a foreign dance floor.
And he said he had to look inward at the source of his jealousy to work it out. And he realized, well, it means he cares about her and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
They say you both have to set the rules for the experiment and you have to follow them and you got to keep it respectful and loving. The book is called The Ethical Slut.
Jesus.
That's my gamer tag.
I think if you're feeling jealousy, it's probably not for you.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. If you're on the fence about it, then don't, because you're just going to ruin something.
Yeah, I think that you just don't have jealousy. Most of the people that are involved in this, their sex just doesn't fire that thing in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't even, it's not a thing to them.
It's not. It's not a thing to get jealous about. It's just an act.
Yeah.
A physical act.
This guy who texted said, really, guys? I was jealous in an open relationship and my wife just left me. And now you do the topic? Hey, sorry, dude. We're not in charge of your effing love life and your group sex, for God's sake.
Well, that's the thing.
We didn't check with him before today?
I know. We didn't.
No.
Amazingly.
That sucks.
Well, and the thing is, too, like, I'm sorry, bud, but you're the one who cared and she didn't. Right.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't.
Most of the time, this open relationship thing is like a last-ditch effort by someone who desperately wants to cheat. And what you have to hope is that they don't really already have another person like that they want to leave you for.
Right. Yeah, if only one of you is interested in an open relationship, then that means your relationship's over, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree,
yeah,
too.
You know?
Because the other person is doing it not because they want to, because they're trying to make you happy, which is never helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just am set up different, and to each their own. Everybody's different. Like Chuck was saying, like some people can handle it and separate that aspect, and it makes them happier, and they have these healthy relationships, they say. And
yeah,
I would be enraged.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that, yeah. And there is a definite people who could never be in an open relationship could never wrap their minds around people who can. Right? Mm. It's two sides that'll never see eye to eye. Because everyone that's listening right now is saying things like, if you're in an open relationship, get out. If your partner wants to be with others, they're obviously not that into you. You're just their excuse to be a slut. Someone else said, I don't need to bang someone else to know how much I care about my man. If I think after 25 years of marriage, you want to do the open relationship thing, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not even fully aware
especially
of how wrong
after
it is.
That many years, it's definitely like a, I want out.
Well, like, that's one school
of thought.
You definitely
want to bang someone.
I think there is that other school of thought where it's just like, hey, it's boring now, but I still love you. And
yeah, like I don't want to be with anyone else. I think that is the thing to get over. Mm. What sex is sex. The thing to get over, though, is like, I promise I'll never fall in love with someone else. You know, yeah. Like I'm not going to equate any kind of sexual thing and on a pro like on a long term thing with someone else and then fall because it's feelings. Right. That yeah, would be cut, the only thing that would
cut the emotions out of sex.
Someone said you guys keep poking the bear, but won't talk about the hot wife stag vixen lifestyles. It's not about cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that. That's cuckolding. How we talk about
yeah.
that.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you'd call a cuckold? Hot wife, stag, vixen?
Hot wife's a segment of cuckolding, I believe. I
yeah. know. It's where, like, the wife is hot.
And the guy gets off on watching.
Yeah, she bangs. But that's cucking, too.
I don't, so know, I don't know. It seems to be all the same.
Yeah.
Someone said my buddy has been with his wife for 15 years. She just asked him if he wanted to have an open relationship. So she just asked him 15 years into their marriage. He told her if that's what she wanted, he wants a divorce. I'd be crushed.
Oh, I know. It's
I'd
horrible.
Be crushed. If Amber just came to me tomorrow and was like, how about we do a little open stuff?
Yeah, that would suck, man.
Right? What? What? You want other dicks in you?
Well, by open, you mean a huge, horrible divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just take the divorce and just count your blessings.
Oh, man.
Because imagine
sucks.
Trying to, like, bleed it out for a couple years of, like, open relationship for them to just finally get the courage to leave you.
I don't think you can. I mean, I don't know. It's. I feel like it's harder to be, like, regular, non, kind of, like, experimental couple like that and then turn your life around with that. But there's these, like, polyamorous people and
they
stuff.
They get into it that way.
They
that's
already
fine.
Started that way, so I think they can do it in a much more healthy manner.
I think it's very hard to switch up your current situation, but if you're single and you're like, you know what, I'll only ever get involved in open relationships, then maybe you've got a shot.
Right.
Because you found someone, like, the jealousy isn't there. You were already, right from the beginning, it's been as open as possible, but.
Yeah. And then there's this side of it. I'm in an open relationship right now with a couple. They're committed to each other and me, but I get to do whatever I want. I love this setup, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
You're not one of the couple, though. You're just the extra.
Yeah, you're like their toy.
You're their toy.
This person says, what if your husband wants you to be with another man, but he doesn't want to be with another woman?
That's cuckolding.
That's cuckolding.
That's classic cuckold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, and I can't wrap my mind around that.
No, of course not.
That's like intentionally firing up the jealousy inside of you.
Yeah, like
to like make you want someone more.
Yeah, there's.
I don't know. It's all. Here's the thing about our brains. They're a disaster.
Yeah,
no
and
doubt.
And sexually, there's all sorts of different sexual people out there. Mm-hmm. What they need, you know. They want to get their ass kicked. They want to be choked. They want to feel degraded.
The
they
ball
wanna,
stomped.
You know, they want to feel uplifted. They want, like, there's a million different scenarios. You just find whoever matches with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I said, I liked a girl. She wanted an open relationship. And I told her, hey, let me know when you're done with that part of your life before we get together.
I'd be like, forget it. I don't ever need to talk to you again. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you're way too slutty for me, and that's okay.
Well, doesn't this guy that just mean she's just like, you're not sexually good enough for me?
Well, I just think maybe there's no one that is. Like, maybe the best sexual dude in the world, the Don Juan DeMarco or whatever, is still not enough for her
but
vagina.
But you just know that's like a basic thing that you just will not be able to wrap your head mm-hmm. around. That's something yeah. you do not have in common right out of the gate. But
yeah.
they're together, engaged, with a baby on the way.
Well, that will end tragically bad.
Sorry, dude, if you're still listening.
That's okay. I mean, he needs to hear it. Just remember when it does.
Isn't it hard to trust?
Someone said you guys have no idea what you're talking about. Exactly like Dave said, you either get it or you don't. Yeah, we don't get it. Sorry.
Yeah, no,
no,
I get that.
There's no one on the show that's into open relationships, so we can't relate to you on that level. We apologize about that, but we can't. We just don't feel the same way that you do, so we'll never understand it. And vice versa, you won't understand our take on never wanting that.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we said?
That's what I said.
Yeah, of course.
Someone said, I think it's all about friendship. When you make lust the most important thing, that's the most important thing you lose. I don't understand your fortune cookie you just sent us.
Yeah.
Fortune cookie.
It doesn't make it.
Making I don't know what it means.
What does that mean?
What was our
cookie's terrible.
What was our lucky numbers?
I don't know.
69. They're always your lucky numbers. Someone said, make sure you get a DNA test for every child she gets pregnant with. My boyfriend is not gay, but said he wanted to do a threesome with another man, and that freaks me out.
So you're from our school of thought.
Right. And your boyfriend is from the more gay school of thought. Because what's your motivation as a straight man to bring another man into
well,
the bedroom?
Well, it could be just cucking.
It could be the cuckold.
Yeah, yeah, like I don't think he may not want, if he legitimately does not want to do anything with the man, he just wants another man to rail his girl and watch. That's just cuckold.
Yeah.
That's just about feeling degraded. Small.
Wow, listen to this one. My boyfriend wants to see a guy F me through a glory hole. I don't want to do this. He said he wouldn't be with another woman, though.
Yeah, that's cuckold. That is like porn. That is guys watching porn.
That's a very specific glory hole cuckold, though.
Yeah, that's guys watching porn and getting into something, and now
it's messed up their mind.
Because yeah. I will say this. Were people doing all this stuff before on the same scale that it was before porn?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, though. Who
maybe.
Who
I don't know. I don't know.
We weren't around in those days.
I mean, I feel like in the 60s and
swingers,
70s,
right?
Things were
swinging
nuts.
70s.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get the swinging aspect of it, but like the weird, like a cuck glory hole type of thing. Is that just like because that was in the mind of porn?
I'm sure all sorts of things happen, and then it just
something
went into
got
porn.
Unlocked.
Yeah.
This person said, me and my girl are in an open relationship, but she only has a girlfriend. I'm cool with that because they let me watch.
It's a neat setup.
It is, I guess, if you can handle that too. Again, we've said most guys wouldn't be cool with that, letting your girl cheat with even another woman. As hot as the fantasy of it sounds, the reality of it isn't there for most guys.
Well, you're 80% satisfaction sex versus her 100% satisfaction sex. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Someone said, my husband is polyamorous. And I'm mostly monogamous. It's not an issue of sluttiness, but just a different way that we can be emotionally fulfilled.
Right. You say that. I say slutty.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter, like, what you think. The only thing that matters in anyone's life is how they themselves perceive anything. I could care less what anyone else thinks about anything else to do with me or anything in my life. But if I think having sex with like 30 extra people in a relationship, if I think that that's slutty, mm-hmm. that's all that matters
yeah.
to me. Mm-hmm. You might think it's just getting in touch with your sexuality and your sexual feelings. That's fine. But to me, I think it's slutty. So it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This other person said that I know a married couple that tried it and ended up getting divorced and staying with people they were sleeping with in that open relationship. And I think that happens a lot of times, too. They end up falling in love with that other person. They're having that open relationship.
Right.
More so than they are with the person that they started their open relationship with. And that probably won't work either because they'll get bored of that person, too.
Yeah.
Why tie it down?
Yeah. Some people just shouldn't be with someone.
Let's hear from someone who's in an open relationship. Chad's in New Hampshire. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. So we can't relate because that's not the mindset we have. But from someone in an open relationship, and I understand you've been in an open relationship for quite a while now, what do you have to add here?
Well, I mean, you guys got to be into it from the beginning. You can't just jump into it 10, 20 years down the line. You both got to be into it from the start. If not, then it won't work. You got to be 100% open with each other, and you got to be completely in love. If not, then seeing that person with somebody else, regardless if it's female or male, yeah, you're going to get jealous. And yes, it is healthy to be jealous, but at the same token, you got to be into one another.
How long have you been doing it?
We've been together 15 years and in an open relationship for about 12 of those 15.
How many other people would you say you've been with besides your wife?
Four.
Four. All female?
Yes.
And how many?
That one male. Okay. But that's the thing. We have an agreement that if I told her if she wants to be with another male, she can, because she allows me to be with another female. But she also agreed that she wouldn't want to be with another male, that she would only want to be with another female. So, you know, like I said, it's got to go both ways, not just, you know, one-sided point of view.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys came to an agreement.
So you saying you're with them together as a couple?
Yeah, as a couple, and she trusts me to be with them by myself. If I want to go and be with that person Tuesday night, I can go and be with that person Tuesday night, and I can come home, and my heart's with her, and I come home to her.
And you've never had an issue where you thought, ooh, this isn't working out?
Nope, not once.
Not once.
Okay, I got a question about, like the Tuesday night you're going to go bang somebody.
Yep.
Is it you just show up and bang, or is it you go on a date with them, you talk with them?
The whole nine yards. I mean, I'm not just going to go out to a bar, have a couple beers, look across the bar, be like, oh, hey, I want to bang you. I mean, it's not just, I've tried that. It doesn't work. You can't just go out there, and a lot of people don't believe it. They're like, oh, yeah, your wife allows you to bang somebody else? Yeah, okay, you know, you're a cheater. No, it takes convincing.
Does she worry about more of the emotional stuff, your wife?
Yeah, she does. Right now, that's one of the big key things that she has to deal with is an emotional value or emotion based with me. But I've told her since the beginning, my heart is with her 100%, and I'll never be with anybody else in that aspect, an emotional aspect.
All right, Chad. Thanks for calling
You're
in,
welcome.
Man. You have a good day.
Yeah,
it works for them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and like I said, going into it, if you've been, I don't know what has gone on in your world that has pushed you to that. So whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is.
If you're happy, you're happy.
That's it.
And if it's set up from the beginning, it's set up from the beginning.
And I've said this before, I don't look down on it. Hey, whatever works for you. The two people is always, as I say, you're consensual, you're happy, it works, good for you. Mm. I just know it wouldn't work for me.
That's the thing. I don't look down on it, but I look down on the idea of it being something that I would want with somebody in my life.
Yeah. Sometimes they try to convince you that that's how you should live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess that's on both sides.
But yeah.
But I guess if you're considering it and you want a little insight, The Ethical Slut is a book that deals with that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This email came in. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com said, prepare to peg. Keep me anonymous. I live out of state. Been listening to you guys for years. I grew up in a strict Christian family who preached nothing sexual, and you can't live with a significant other until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
However, listening to your show, I've grown to consider your advice. Try it before marriage.
You have to.
We say that all the time.
Yep.
He says, I've been dating a girl for 2 years, long distance, everything great. However, my roommate moved out, and she was having family trouble, so I decided to ask my girlfriend to move in with me, thinking, hey, I better know what I'm getting into before marriage, according to Dave and Chuck.
So smart.
Needless to say, it's been well worth it. She's simple, she's clean, she's easy to live with, she's helped to organize my daily routine. I've loved every moment.
How long have they been living together?
It does not say.
as happy as he sounds, probably about 2 weeks.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I was going to say, too. That was about like 2 weeks in.
Everything changes.
Yep. Yeah.
Plus, he's waking up.
Still
to hands
in separate spaces, you know, just going downstairs to deuce instead of using the regular bathroom.
She's in the selling mode right now. She's like trying to lock this down long term. So I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Right.
I'm
do you think they're doing
I'm
stuff?
Your dream girl.
Yeah. First 3 weeks, it's like, boy, do I love you.
Wow, this is working out.
Cue to 1.5 years later, you better get out.
So she is in there now. And he said, I already know Chuck will say don't do it, but I just wanted to say thanks for your help and your advice. You've helped even into the most strict Christian homes.
Hmm. I'm sure your family doesn't appreciate that.
No, they probably don't know.
Well, and here's, this is just my other warning, okay? Here's my other warning.
That's what I think.
If he's taking our advice all the way to heart, and it's not just, she's just living there and they're trying it out. Mm. They're trying everything out.
Do it, yeah.
He is not in his right mind.
Nope.
So he needs to wait, give it some time.
He needs to let that die down. Yeah, like, if he's getting action.
Yep.
Well, you get, there's like chemicals and stuff in your brain that are released during that make you crazy.
Yeah.
She's cleaning the house. Mm-hmm. Nice. She's cooking.
Yeah.
Here's a cocktail. Ooh. She's having lots of sex with him.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's so bad. I want this forever. Honest,
that sounds pretty good.
It's a dream.
It is.
Here's a cocktail.
And then eventually,
you know, it's like, get the garbage and take it out.
Yeah, things change.
Yeah, it's just wait.
That's it.
You're such a pig.
You know,
sick and tired of cleaning up after you.
I'm starting to feel
like, don't sign in too long, too soon.
I get the same feeling about marriage that I do like with timeshares.
Like, where it makes no sense.
I'm like, ooh, this seems like a scam.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come in. You have to meet with us for 3 hours, and you have to.
Yeah.
You have to, and now you have to buy this.
I'm like, I don't know. Seems like a ripoff.
No, trust us. It's a real dream.
I don't know.
Some go differently than others. I mean, women will change, probably, but not, you know, some don't change that much.
Yes.
Well, all that stuff changes, I'll tell you that 100%.
It's just a natural evolution, right? No one can keep up that pace.
No.
Of sex, and fun.
Right.
And real life gets in the way. So that's
real life gets in the
way. That's just part of it. Mm-hmm. But you can still keep it interesting, and you can still love each other
still. You need to enjoy each other.
You just got to focus on it. You got to make it happen.
Mm. I don't know.
It's better to do things.
I'm the timeshare salesman.
For the hardcore
Christians. Have you seen the view? It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like
picture yourself standing right there.
Yeah, so I get an expensive party that I got to pay for about 5 years.
Yes, it'll be a blast.
And then I can't escape.
It's not even that fun.
And then half my stuff could go to somebody else, even if they cheat on me.
Oh, that's just the fine print. Just focus on the view.
I don't know. It sounds a bit rough, bud.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you. I'll take the brochure.
Weird thing is, other people might use your timeshare, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
You do have to keep an eye on your timeshare.
Yeah.
Marriage isn't for everyone.
No.
No, my God, no.
This one, I'm 25, married my husband at 23. I still cook, still clean, give him a massage every other night. Raised in a Portuguese family, so we have that culture. But still happy, going strong.
Yeah.
You're in 2 years, though. 2 years, you still should be doing all that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a blip.
And you're 25.
Well,
yeah, my God. And life hasn't beat you down yet.
Let's be honest. Guys should be helping out with stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're making it sound like I cook and clean and I'm in 1950. No. Yeah, I mean, like, there's give and take.
Sure.
I'm just saying she's probably putting on her best.
Right.
Well, she's probably raised in a traditional Portuguese family.
Right.
Where
that's
it's
different.
Like that,
yeah,
right?
That's different.
Yeah.
That's
and I mean, and sometimes you just get into those type of things where, like, things break, the guy handles that, dinner, the girl handles that. Like, it's just how everybody's different, so you never know how it's going to break down.
Someone said, what time frame do you guys think is when the true colors come out when it comes to living together?
After you're engaged?
I found, like, a year.
Around
after
a
marriage or engaged?
Well, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. If you got married, you don't really know what's up until a year has gone by. I would say you're right.
I think it takes about a year for you to really settle down with each other and know exactly.
Yep.
What I love is that the guys don't really have to put on a show. I don't think you guys do. I think you guys are just like, I am what I am.
We're too dumb. We're too dumb to put a show on. We're not trying to sell anything.
Yeah, I like your wife, but she really likes me.
I don't understand that. Why women put on a show and then men sometimes they do.
We hold back our farts. Isn't that all we do?
That's our show.
Just hold back our farts.
I do hold back.
I don't know. Maybe during set, like,
I guess you guys do that. I don't.
The high sex phase. Maybe you do.
Like, let them rip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't present as much of a front, I think. You know?
Maybe you do a little bit.
But we do, yeah. I mean,
like the dates and
you pretend that your house is way clean.
Oh, like I'll pull a chair out. I would pull a chair out. I might open a door.
I'm a gentleman. I always do that.
They still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff should never.
No, I mean, I do. I do. I do the little things, but I mean, guys, obviously, I think the front that a guy puts on,
I think,
is that you're not annoying us as much as you are.
Well, we're not annoying you because we're putting on a show. So
I know, but
the show is not annoying. It's the.
I know, but they're always, after a certain amount of time, things start to bleed through, I think, from both sides.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Where it's like
you get comfortable. Everybody gets comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. You know?
Hopefully you get comfortable because
You're
living your whole life with that person.
And I think a guy will do the show that a guy will put on sometimes, and like Dave's different, obviously, because he's doing stuff every day, but it's they're going to do stuff. And they're like, yeah, no, let's go to that flea market. That sounds like a great idea. Flea market.
I've scaled way back through the years. You guys know that. Like, now I give her like 2 black tie events a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like she gets to pick. I don't go to everything and she knows. I'm like, go with your sister.
Yeah.
Go with your friends.
Yeah. But I do think that there is an element of doing some things early on. You know what it is, though, too? It's just early on. It's just fun. You can be with someone and be like, I'm at a flea market with this person.
Yeah.
I should hate life, but I don't because I don't know why we're having a good time.
Right.
Because
you're with them and they're making you laugh and you're, you know.
You know what I mean?
Even though once that's continue.
Yeah. Yes, it should continue.
No, it should continue.
Yeah, yes. No, it should.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on.
What?
It did sound like you say that should continue.
It really did.
But it
oh, no, I said that should continue.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
But it's good. Yeah. All right, so you know who did do the whole dog and pony show here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This little Jew.
Hey there, Boker Tov.
Jason, Boker the Jewish phone screener. We're talking about
this
guys.
This he did. He did everything.
You went over the top.
He really did. Like, he's made some mistakes.
Yoga.
Hey, I'm in a bow tie with a top hat and a cane just doing the whole da-dee-da-dee-da-do.
You are.
What,
I've seen you.
Give us some of the stuff, like some of the ways you've changed for your lady.
Okay, I hate insects, and I go outside and camp and walk through the woods in the middle of the summer. It's terrifying. I eat chia seeds to make my bowel movements better, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Those things are really weird. Yeah, I went into a yoga class and did yoga, which is something that I said I'd never do.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that
went
do
into
you,
a tank?
How much of that do you actually like?
Well, I enjoy the nature aspect. I feel like I could do a lot of it without like the intense.
Careful.
I don't know. Like, I like to stretch, you know, but I don't really like the yoga too much.
Yeah.
I like to stretch. I like to have healthy poops, but
it's
easy to suck in your teeth.
Yeah, they're not as good. You know,
that's a weird thing to
eat some bran flakes.
All that kind of stuff, but they work. So
but all worth it. All worth it, Jason.
Well,
I'm happy.
Yeah, that took too long. That just a heads up.
All worth it. I'm fairly content.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
It's just the way it is. He's on a hike, getting eaten by bugs, doing yoga stretches and meditating to the Toshiba or something. And he's having a great time.
Yeah.
And he's having a great time. So it is what it is. Eventually,
it's, you know, stuff is like, oh man, I don't really know if I want to go get eaten by mosquitoes that bad.
Yeah.
But that comes later. That comes later.
Enjoy
That's
it
just
now.
Life.
Enjoy it now, dude.
Have some fun.
I'll do my best.
All right. Back to you, Jim Carrey.
Way I go.
No, like, I excel at, like, probably the first two to three months of a relationship, and then I can't keep it up. Not my wiener, but, like, the...
Right, right, right. Now I know what you're saying. The facade.
You know, the facade.
The perfect boyfriend
facade. The wiener
won't
go down.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's my problem. That's but, yeah.
Yeah.
I've finally become real Andy.
Yeah.
So for you, it's 2 months.
Yeah, 2 to 3 months where I'm like seemingly the perfect man. And then
it fades.
And then I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. So Karen's with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Karen, we're talking about when things start to get real in a relationship and you see the real person.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
So we're going to be married 34 years.
Damn.
I couldn't breathe without him. He is my best friend, and everything stayed. You know, we only knew each other 5 months when we got married.
Ooh.
And it worked. You know, just got to find the right one.
Yep.
See, sometimes it's just the right one.
It is the right one.
It is. Sometimes it's just the right one. I think it's
shift,
rare.
And when I'm going to be gone, I make sure he's got dinner in the crock pot when he gets home from work because I'm not there until 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I love him. Love him to death. Love being married.
How's the sex?
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Now that the kids are all grown and gone out of the house.
34 years in, it's still kicking.
Yeah, he's pounding it.
Yep. Still
awesome.
Is.
Congrats to you guys, Karen. Thanks for calling in.
Chuck.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah. I'm a romantic guy. Yeah, what do you want?
Really
what do you want me to say?
He's pounding it.
Is he not?
I guess.
That's the sound of someone who's getting pounded.
Happy. That's exactly what makes women happy.
Yeah,
pounding it.
Just it. Yeah. You just got to be pounded. That's all you need.
Chicks love to be pounded.
I'll be honest. I mean, take a survey. Take a survey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pounding it. Let's go over to Boston and Tim. Hey, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
So yeah, my wife and I have been married like 14 years, I always try to do things for her, like, you know, the whole door opening thing. I cook for her a lot and all those different things. But one thing I won't do for her anymore is, like, she wanted to go see, back in the day when that play Hairspray came out, she wanted to go see that. Mm-hmm. So there's a place in Faneuil Hall in Boston you can get tickets, like, that day for, like, half price, and you can get, like, third row. So we go to the play. You know what I'm... You know, struggling through it, but it was okay. You know, I made the best of it. So then, shortly, you know, like maybe a year or so afterwards, the movie comes out. So she wants to go to the movie. So, okay, we go to the movie. And there's, you know, there's like three other guys in there and you know, not a lot of people, but whatever. So we're, you know, we're getting ready to leave, you know, and she's like, oh, I can't wait to tell the girlies at work, right? And then one of the guys that was leaving there, he's doing pirouettes as he's leaving the theater. And I'm like, never again. This is not happening.
That's it.
Again.
It happens.
I don't think I've gone to a movie with her since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? You do. I told you. I went. Amber lost her choice of picking movies.
Yeah. That went away.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Now, if she really wants to see a girly flick, she's got to take a girl. I took her to see that friggin' ABBA the musical. That was officially our last musical we'll ever see together.
Oh, my God.
It was horrific.
Ugh.
Dude, it's
like, sounds horrible.
I hate ABBA to begin with.
Yeah, I can't believe
so
you.
So to sit through a whole musical based on ABBA.
That's bad.
Was super tough.
ABBA the musical should be, the promo for that should be the horror movie voice guy.
Oh, yeah.
So right.
ABBA the musical.
Well, there should be like a promo that guys see and like a promo that chicks see.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But you do it, right? Mm. Early on.
And I will say this, a good woman realizes when she's asking a guy to do something that makes him like just uncomfortable and like he's not going to have a good time. And they eventually are like, listen,
yeah,
just do something else.
Mm.
Stay home or do whatever. And then.
But there also
has to
be
compromise. A good dude will put himself in those situations to make her happy every once in a while too, though.
You're right.
Sure.
And even though I ruled out musicals, we did go see Hamilton because she was dying to see it for a year. Mm-hmm. And finally came to town and we went.
Girls like late
stuff. A lot
of
guys went to see Hamilton with their women.
And, you know, Amber loves to shop like a lot of women do. So we have a happy medium. She gets a time limit. I go to the couch outside the fitting room with my Kindle.
Yeah.
And I read.
You're one of those bench guys?
I'm
yeah,
a bench,
he's a
guy.
Bench guy.
I'm a bench guy.
Yep.
But she likes me there. Like she likes shopping by herself, but yeah. She likes to go out and have lunch. And
yeah.
So we do that occasionally. So there's compromise. There has to be. Chris is with us here. Chris has a comment. We're talking about when marriages actually get real. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, when I first moved in with my wife, I thought I was, like, somewhat together. I thought I had it together besides my mom yelling at me all the time. I was like, no, I think this will be okay. No, I realized I was just a caveman and that my wife had to train me. Like, I was extremely lazy and comfortable. So she constantly kept nitpicking, like, you got to put your clothes away, take your clothes on the floor. So I just put them up in the corner in the closet. You got to close the door when you pee. You got to vacuum. You got to dust. You got to do all these things. And I was just like, what? Like, what? What? Like, I barely did even stuff with my mom. I mean, you know, she yelled at me, but I thought, I get better. No, it's just because you're lazy. You don't do anything. And then I was like, okay. So now, 5 or 6 years with her now, I'm all right.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're all worked.
Yeah, I did trained. Work. Some guys can't be trained.
Some yeah. of us are never broken.
No, that's true.
And that does.
I'm on like an assembly line of chicks. Like each one does something. I'm like, I got a new shirt.
Yeah,
I figured out you got to clean stuff.
Right.
Like each one leaves a stamp.
Someone said, "Good on these people," but I've been married just over 2 years, and we're starting marriage counseling this afternoon.
Oh no! Well,
yeah, no.
Two
I mean,
in.
Hey,
that's too soon.
Yeah.
No,
well.
Oh no.
That's just the normal.
Yeah. Sometimes
no, not the normal.
Yeah, it's the
really
normal.
Not.
It's 50% of the time.
Someone said that couch outside the dressing room is called the sad dad couch.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
no! I sit on that. I'm a sad dad.
Well, you know.
Sad dad couch.
Sad dad. I said, I think Dave's about to give me an offer I can't refuse. No, it's just the voice. Sorry, I'm not the godfather.
Oh,
yeah. This person said a relationship's all about give and take. You're both going to like things that the other doesn't. You got to at least show enough interest in each other's hobbies that the spouse doesn't find someone that does like them. That's what I said. Compromise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do everything, but you got to do some things.
Mm-hmm. You get older and realize nothing's perfect. You might have a perfect idea of stuff and I just never like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one more call here. Let's go to Trevor in Boston. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Yeah, so I was going to marry a chick a while back until it got to the point where she started weeding out all my friends, saying that she didn't like any of them.
That'll happen.
And then pretty much tried to train me like a pet and told me that she likes fixing broken men.
Mm, you're a wild horse.
My goodness.
Wild horse got to keep running.
And so that was it? You broke free?
Ramble on!
Yeah, eventually I broke free. I pretty much just, one day in the car, she was screaming at me about not stopping close enough to a stop sign. So I pretty much just looked at her and said, this is over, and got out of the car.
Wow. So that was the final
stop sign did it.
Yeah. Mm. The best part about it is my buddy's girlfriend was in the back seat, and we got out of the car and walked in the house and locked her out of the house. She sat in the driveway for about 2 hours.
So
wouldn't leave.
How far along the marriage trail were you?
We were just about to get engaged. I had the engagement ring and everything like that, and I was going to propose to her about 2 weeks down the road, but dodged a bullet with that
one.
You
did dodge
a
bullet.
Oh, you really did. Yeah. Holy cow.
Man, that's like...
Thanks for going in.
A lot of guys don't dodge it.
When you realize that you came real close to death, like it's got
exactly.
the same chill.
The same chill. You should. Should.
I think that a woman should like the guy's friends. It's like such a... important part of it.
Yeah.
Who you pick to be around you, who are your friends.
Well, and I don't know. I feel like if they don't like your friends, then.
Yeah, like, if
then
I
they
don't
like really
friends,
like
that's a
you.
Problem.
You don't really like you. Because, like, they're my friends for a reason. Like,
right.
I can handle them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
You've obviously got stuff in common.
Yeah.
It's true. It's important. But, so the guy who initially sent us the email. His girl moved in with him. Everything's going great. Thinking marriage, just take it slow.
Yeah, take it slow.
Take it slow.
Let the sex stuff wear off.
Yes.
He at least needs 6 months of that.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's been a couple of weeks. You need a lot longer. You can't get a true judge in a couple of weeks.
He was like 23 or something too, right?
Yes. Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, like, dude.
Jackrabbit.
Just do like an 8-year engagement.
I do recommend a long engagement. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Mm-mm.
I really don't.
Just live together for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Figure each
and
other
then
out.
My other bit of advice is if it's going great and you're just living together, why mess it up?
Right.
Just
keep it rolling.
keep it rolling.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.